It's a dark fairy tale. It's kind of 17th century England, but kind of not. And it is filmed in some great places in Melbourne. Damon Herriman is Punch. He's dreadful. At least Punch is. Damon, welcome. I wasn't sure in this movie, in parts, whether to laugh or cry.
Right.
There are moments where I'm unsure. Is that the aim?
That is the aim. Yes, yeah. Definitely. Mira Folks, our wonderful writer-director, absolutely intended that. It does have some tonal shifts in there, and there are times when it's incredibly funny and, you know, you're meeting these kind of crazy characters out of a kind of a fairy tale. But like fairy tales, there are also times when it's very dark and you suddenly go, oh, this is not funny, or is this bit funny? And I think what she's done that's so clever is that she's kind of somehow been able to mix all these various tones together to create an overriding tone of this, dark fairy tale is about the best way to describe it.
You're so nice in person. You've only been here a few minutes and I've only seen you
be horrible.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, this has been a bit of a run for me of playing really horrible characters. Careful what you wish for, because I went for years not being able to get even an audition for a bad guy or a villain or a horrible person. And I was always playing kind of nice guys with glasses. And then once they start, like you, they didn't stop. And I've kind of had to make a conscious decision this year to go, okay, I need to not play people who do horrible things all the time, just for a while. They are fun, though. They're the fun roles.
What's it like engaging with the Hollywood machine? You had a tiny role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I'm not sure how much you filmed as Charles Manson. You've done, I think it's season two of The Mindhunter on Netflix as Charles Manson. So just not about being horrible, but does it feel like you're engaging with this huge machine if you're doing a Netflix movie or a Tarantino movie?
In some ways, I mean, there are sort of extra things there because they have more money to do things. So there are more people around. There are, you know, everyone has a nice trailer. There's incredible.
Someone to get you coffee and buy you whatever food you want.
All that sort of stuff, yeah, and incredible amounts of food at lunchtime and actually food all day long. There's just food everywhere. So there are things like that. Once you're actually shooting, it's not really any different. And in fact, there's a weird thing that happens on something like the Tarantino film where it feels like he's at a point where he's so kind of, you know, at a level that is so beyond the standard kind of Hollywood level that it almost goes back to the feeling of shooting a short film with mates. It suddenly stops being lots of pressure and lots of people looking at their watch and diva behavior and just becomes really calm and everyone knows each other. He's worked with that crew for years. I think that one of the script supervisor has done every single Tarantino film. He's some old guy, you know, like, and so you actually kind of go, this is, I thought I'd be really nervous on that set, as you would expect. It's a Quentin Tarantino film, but the vibe was so not that way that I wasn't nervous. It was really interesting.